Hi, I am Edie, a middle school reading specialist who is finally on summer vacation. So it usually takes me a while to get into the groove of summer break because I'm still feeling compelled to do vocabulary drills. I still want to read The Outsiders out loud, but you know, all of that is coming to a stop until August. Leia is not with us this week. She is busy attending her daughter's virtual graduation. So this means there is no one to stop me from talking about Hall & Oates and decluttering my basement.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
So like always, I'll be sharing a chit chat tip or trick, Lazy Susan in the refrigerator, and I will also gather around the campfire by myself to talk about a burning topic, memoirs. And of course, we will have our chit chat challenge of the week. In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So this week, I am going to talk about Lazy Susans for the refrigerator. Now, I have seen this tip so many times in magazines. You know, get a Lazy Susan for your cabinet. Get one for your refrigerator. I do remember that my grandma Sarah had a Lazy Susan on a small table in her kitchen area. And she had her vitamins on it. And she also had another one on her, the kitchen table. And it had napkins and salt and pepper and things like that. And as a kid, I just thought that they were just amazing and fancy. So I finally did buy a Lazy Susan. I bought it at Target. It's not a fancy one. I paid $8 for it. And what I did was I put it in a back corner of the fridge, and then I put my son's hot sauces and condiments on the Lazy Susan. Gus loves all of his hot sauces, and they had taken up all the prime real estate, you know, on the side of the refrigerator door. So by moving all his hot sauces to the Lazy Susan, I accomplished two things. One, I am now able to put all the lovely beverages on the side of the refrigerator door. I can easily access my Zevia cream soda. Lulu can get to her beloved bubbler, which seems to be what all the middle school kids are drinking. Warning parents, bubbler is equivalent to a cup of coffee. Lulu and I realized that after she had downed two of them. It's like, ooh, she was zipping around. But anyway, another benefit is Gus, when he wants his a hot sauce, you know, which isn't every second of the day, he can just spin the Lazy Susan and then see all of them more easily than if they were, you know, crammed in a shelf on the side of your refrigerator door. So I think I am going to get a Lazy Susan for my kitchen cabinet too, like maybe for the spices, and see how that goes. Do I hear a campfire? Do I hear a campfire tune?
Time for campfire chat.
So it is summer and I love to read. I love to read all kinds of books in the summer, fiction, nonfiction. I sometimes like to have a challenge. Like one summer I read all the Harry Potter books. I just barely made it by the end of the summer, because those books get quite hefty as you get, you know, later on in the series. But today I want to talk about memoirs that I have listened to on Audible. If you don't have Audible, you might consider it. I know I was kind of hesitant at first because it's like, oh, you know, more money. I can just get the book from the library. I don't know. Maybe you can probably get these books from the library and have them read to you. I don't know. Anyway, during the pandemic, when we were on lockdown, I caved and I bought Audible and I love it. Currently, I am only listening to memoirs on Audible. I find it hard to follow a fiction story on Audible. I kind of get lost and confused. I need a paper copy for that. And the nonfiction books that I have listened to on Audible have all been excellent. But again, I find that I want to like highlight things or go back to things. And I just don't think my comprehension is as good with those kind of books. But memoirs are excellent on Audible because most times whoever wrote the book reads the book, and I love that so much. I love hearing their story in their actual voice. So there's a shout out for Audible, or finding a different way to listen to memoirs. So I want to talk about a couple of the memoirs I've listened to lately. And I have mentioned probably all of these on the podcast already, but they are so good. They, you know, deserve a repeat mention. The first memoir I just finished last week, and I actually felt quite gutted when I finished it because I just wanted more. And that is Change of Seasons by John Oates and Chris Epting. The only disappointment with this is that John only reads the intro and the conclusion, and this Chris Epting fella reads everything in between. I did not like that, but I got used to it and it was fine. This is not a book about Hall & Oates. It can't be because Daryl was not involved in it. And as both Daryl and John like to say, they are both two separate artists, two separate people. And I was never that interested in John Oates because I'm such a Daryl fan. But I was talking to my oldest son, and I'm like, when I saw that John had a memoir, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll listen to this. And he's like, why? You should. He's like, give him a chance. And I did. And I'm so happy I did. So this memoir is a travel book. John has extensively traveled around the world, but even before he became a famous rock star, he spent a lot of time traveling as just a vagabond hippie in Europe. And that provides some interesting chapter. This is also a book about the history of music. I didn't realize how scholarly John is about, you know, the history of blues, the history of bluegrass. So he does go into that. And yes, you do find out background to your favorite Hall & Oates songs, their videos, their album covers. It's all so good. I just loved it. Unfortunately for me, John stopped the book right as his solo career began and hinted that he'll just write another, you know, memoir. And I hope he does, and I will not hesitate to listen to it immediately. So that was Change of Seasons by John Oates. Yes. 5 stars out of 5 stars. Okay, the next memoir is, Me and Sister Bobby by Willie Nelson and Bobby Nelson. I actually saw Willie and his band perform a couple years ago in Madison, and Bobby was there. She was playing the piano, and I didn't really know like what the deal was. about Willie and his sister Bobby, but recently Bobby passed away, and I decided to listen to their memoir. I am just such a huge fan of Willie and now Bobby after listening to the memoir, which is read in both of their voices. Willie and Bobby were raised by their grandmother in Texas. Their parents just like up and left when Bobby's a couple years older, but when they were under five, their parents left and the grandmother raised them. So this memoir takes you all the way from their childhood through the present day. And Willie and Bobby alternate chapters. Like you'll hear Willie's voice go, "Brother." And then he'll start his chapter. And then when he's done, Bobby jumps in and "Sister." And she does her chapter. It's just lovely. Both Willie and Bobby, they have just hearts of gold. They have so much grit and so much talent. Both of them suffered unimaginable tragedies. And, just thinking about them, I am starting to tear up again. So it was just heartbreaking to hear what they've been through. And it was also just so inspiring to hear how they just continued soldiering on. Until I listened to this memoir, it didn't really sink in that Willie wrote Crazy and he also wrote Pretty Papers. So I would recommend this memoir to anyone. Like I said, I wasn't a huge Willie Nelson fan, but I am now. And he, you know, talks about different albums, and I've been listening to those on Spotify. And the one that's really meant a lot to me is his album Spirit, which is very stripped down. And he recorded that during a very difficult time in his life. And I just really appreciate, I don't think I'd appreciate the album as much if I hadn't heard the story behind the album. So that was Me and Sister Bobby by Willie and Bobby Nelson. Love it. The next memoir I'd like to talk about is composed by Roseanne Cash. So I have been a fan of Roseanne Cash's since the 80s. I loved her, what was it, The 7-Year Itch. So good. Her reading this book, I love her voice. It is very quiet and soothing and the opposite of my voice. It's just, her voice is lovely. Just like, you know, our Leia's voice is lovely. So this book, Composed, is very sincere, I would say. It gives you insight into her very famous father, Johnny Cash. You find out more about her mother, Johnny Cash's first wife. You'll learn more about her lovely and famous stepmom, June Carter Cash. Roseanne also will delve into like motherhood, her recording career, her songwriting process, her ridiculous internship in London when she was in her early 20s. And yes, she does talk about the death of, her parents. So I just thought this was a lovely book and I would recommend it for any fan of Johnny Cash. She will love hearing about him through the eyes of his daughter. So that's Composed by Roseanne Cash. Now, the last book I want to talk about isn't necessarily a memoir. It's Dream More by Dolly Parton. And it's just an hour and 27 minutes, and it is narrated by our lovely Dolly. I have to say, I was hesitant about using my Audible credit for a book that was just 1 hour and 27 minutes, you know, when you can get Bill Bryson's The Body, that's like 17 hours, you know, for the same amount of money. But I am really glad to have Dream More by Dolly in my permanent Audible library. So what this book is she expands on a commencement speech that she gave at the University of Tennessee. And she covers four different topics, encouraging the reader to dream more, care more, learn more, and be more. Such Dolly topics, right? So I have listened to Dream More 3 times. I'm on my 4th re-listen. I just listen to it whenever I need inspiration to keep on keeping on, which seems to be a lot these days. But I just love hearing her sweet little voice, you know, saying funny things and inspiring things. And I feel like everyone would just enjoy Dream More by Dolly Parton.
It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
So this week, your challenge is to read or listen to a memoir. So the memoirs that I have on deck in my Audible queue are Taste by Stanley Tucci and I Am by Isaac Mizrahi. So I'm kind of a little burned out on the music memoirs as much as I enjoyed them. The music memoirs all follow a certain arc. You know, I could have thrown in Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. I loved that. But it just follows, those musicians go through the same thing. At least they did. You know, back in the day, I haven't read or listened to a memoir by a current artist. So post what you are reading over at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, and we will all get inspiration and ideas from each other. So that's it for this solo episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Leah will be back with us next week. Thank goodness. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. I have a fabulous cow card that would be great for all the graduates in your life or the people who have, you know, made a major accomplishment during the school year. It's a cow wearing a flower hat and it says, "Holy cow, you did it." Oh, very Midwestern, very cool, very fun. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop. Consider writing us a review on iTunes so others can find the show. If you're unsure how to do that, message Leah. She's very helpful. And we love all the reviews. It helps other people find our show. Thanks as always to the newly graduated Charlotte and to Mama Leah for editing the show. You guys do such a great job every week. Bye-bye and cluck, cluck.